TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra. Uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted. Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
I'm thinking, you know, I keep waiting for one day the word unimpressive to be thrown into that series of things.
Gosh, I should have put that in there.
Unimpressive. But I don't know why. I mean, we're very good at what we do. Like just now, Ace was looking at me like, why aren't you talking? And then I'm looking at him like, why haven't you turned the microphones up?
Turns out I didn't have a good answer. I'm just being a dumbass.
Like,
I'm ready. That's on me, isn't it?
Well, you know, I think we might all have a little bit of a case of the Mondays.
There's a guy named Neil. I mentioned on the regular show today that I bought these tickets to see LSU and South Carolina play this weekend. LSU is my alma mater, if you don't know. And first off, I shouldn't have bought them anyway, but I couldn't help myself. And so I think I'm on row 37. And a guy named Neil apparently is working over there by South Carolina. He sent a picture of the stadium with the circle. DM'd us on Facebook, and he said, this is Ace's seat way up here.
Oh, no.
And he's right. He's exactly right. I'm like, wow. That may be, depending on which side, he may even have the correct section, because I'm right toward the end. Nailed it.
Maybe you won't have to stay for the whole game.
Meaning LSU will blow them out?
I hope.
That would be nice. They I just won't, don't though, feel like that's going to do.
No,
I feel like if there's a blowout, it's not going our way.
Oh, geez.
So we have a huge, huge example of how country celebrity women are different than regular celebrity women. You know, Southern, and we'll go ahead and even make it more specific. Louisiana celebrity women are different than non-Southern, non-country celebrity bitches. We'll get into all that next.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast. More next.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Fuel your day with the delicious and nutritious protein-rich pancakes from Long Table Farms. Lots of options, and you can indulge in them guilt-free, knowing you're choosing a nutritious, protein-rich option that supports your health. Order now at acetj.com/pancake.
Don't be surprised to see my wife, Jody, walking around in her stiletto heels that are painless. Yes, painless. From Protege Footwear. You can have some too and save 30% at acetj.com/shoes, promo code ACETJ. That's acetj.com/shoes, code ACETJ.
Lily and Grace is a one-stop shop for the exquisite home, award-winning furniture, the perfect decor and gifts, and everything you need for the holidays. Located at Langtree, find out more at lilyandgrace.com. That's lilyandgrace.com.
More than just a little funny. This is extra funny. This is the Ace and TJ Show's Extra Funny Podcast.
Okay, I would have to say that at this moment, my wife's favorite celebrity, you know, which would include actors and singers and, you know, whatever, her favorite celebrity is Lainey Wilson, the country singer Lainey Wilson. Now, Lainey Wilson is, is seems like a down-to-earth person. She's from Louisiana, a tiny town in Louisiana. I mean, tiny. Baskin, Louisiana is the name of it. I mean, it's so small, the local hooker's a virgin. I'm telling you, it's tiny. A small town. And she's had to fight her way up to make a name for herself and everything. She lived in a camper when she first got to Nashville, beating the streets and trying to get anywhere she can get. And then all of a sudden, one day after all those years of working, she hit it big. And she is cool. Now, I my wife is way, way more into Lainey Wilson than I am. But over the past couple of years, part of the big discussion about Lainey Wilson is that she's lost weight and she looks really good. However, she had become known for her her big butt, you know, along with being a good singer and all. Everybody talked about her big butt, you know, like Jennifer Lopez, the way they've always done her. And so when she lost this weight, obviously she lost, you know, weight in her butt. And then people started expressing their displeasure, fans. And then I've seen videos of little boys meeting her and talking about her butt and, you know, tell them what you said about, you know, little.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not okay with that.
Shouldn't be doing
that. So her butt has always been part of who she is as a celebrity. Now, I don't like it when people are they're just crude when they don't know a person and all of that. Get to know somebody, feel them out, and figure out whether they're cool with cussing or, you know, and that kind of thing before you just start jumping out and saying cuss words and vulgar things and all. So at least this guy, you know, did it in a nice way, in a gentlemanly way. He was one of those fans upset with Lainey because she had lost weight in her butt. So he asked, quote, "What happened to that backdoor turd cutter you had?" End quote.
Oh, God.
The turd cutter? Come on, man.
I mean, that's the best way to describe it, I think.
Yeah, but and I think throwing backdoor in there is redundant. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you don't need that.
He had to make sure she got the idea.
So she replied, "Why are you worried about my turd cutter? Worry about your own. Cut your own turds." And then just went on about her business. Can you imagine walking up to someone, a celebrity that you're meeting?
Oh.
And saying, "What happened to that backdoor turd cutter you used to have?"
Did he say that to her? Did he send it to her? Did he post it?
I think he said it to her.
No, it was a TikTok.
Yeah,
she replied to it.
Yeah, I saw her reply on the TikTok. I think that was a comment that he left under one of her other TikToks. And either way, what are you doing? Rude ass.
And I'll tell you, the guy who did it, his name was Uncle Timmy. That was part of his.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So, Uncle Timmy, why are you worried about my turd cutter? Worry about your own. Cut your own turds.
Yeah. I'll be at dinner in 2 seconds. I gotta send this comment real quick. Lainey Wilson, what happened to that backdoor turd? Is it turd with an E or a U? what a boob.
I mean, you just, yeah. Who does that?
You're somebody's uncle.
No, Uncle Timmy, please don't
act like it.
Although that might be an uncle thing to do. Dirty uncle.
It might make it better is not the right word, but I don't have another word for it. It's not quite as bad, let's put it this way, that he you know, posted that comment on social media, although it's close.
Yeah.
That's not quite as bad as saying it to her face, but it's still classless and rude. And
do you think he wouldn't say it to her face if he met her in person? I think he would.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah,
I'm sure she's heard stuff like this in person.
Yeah.
What happened to your ass? We liked it with a big ass. It's like, you dipshit.
I bought this damn meet and greet before you got rid of that ass of yours.
Yeah. That's crazy. I mean,
it's just to, even if you're saying it as, I don't know, in some kind of twisted, in your mind, compliment. We think you look great now, but I really love that big ass. I mean, it's just so stupid. Mm. You know, Kay Michelle, who is she's an R&B singer. She lost a lot of weight recently, and when she started losing weight, you could see on her social media, guys, please, like, long, please don't lose that ass. Don't lose that. Don't, please don't lose that. I mean, just constantly. Like, what are you, how are you doing?
Well, Sir Mix-a-Lot said it in a song of his, too.
That's I've seen that before, and I'm always fascinated to go to the comments. Sometimes you see some of these, and just a picture that's posted, and like, you know, seven people have commented. What kind of comment is left? And they're just the weirdest. Like, well, hey man, like you want to send these people a message. Go, hey, a reminder. Other people can see what you've written here. What are you doing?
But, BUT, the whole. Concept of talking to women up front and casually about their asses has come about since the exercise videos and all to improve the size and shape of your ass has been marketed, because women, you know, they talk about their ass all the time. Their commercials talking about their asses. Their exercise classes in every gym in America for, yeah. You know, like there's one at little friend Jenny's gym called Butts and Guts. Yep. You know, I'm sure Amanda teaches those types of classes. Everything's about before. butts. So then it makes it seem like that people can just comment on your butt. No matter what's going on, they can make a comment about it. And if you're a celebrity, then, you know, I'm your fan, and you need to be pleasing me because I'm your customer, and I want to see that big old ass because I can't see it. My fantasies are all different now because you lost weight in your ass. You done ruined them.
It's so ridiculous, too.
I cannot even imagine.
Yeah, but you're right. I after I said that, what your comment, TJ, that person probably would say it to her face.
Mm-hmm.
Probably would say it to her. Hey, what happened to turd cutter, man?
Backdoor turd cutter.
Backdoor turd.
Uncle Timmy.
Asshole. Yeah,
with Timmy, we expected more Uncle from Timmy, you.
We're going to refund your VIP meet and greet money. Get the hell out of here.
Freak.
But I'm disturbed thinking about what a front door turd cutter would look like.
Yeah.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Lily and Grace is a one-stop shop for the exquisite home, award-winning furniture, the perfect decor and gifts, and everything you need for the holidays. Located at Langtree, find out more at lilyandgrace.com. That's lilyandgrace.com.
Don't be surprised to see my wife, Jody, walking around in her stiletto heels that are painless. Yes, painless. From Protege Footwear. You can have some, too, and save 30% at acetj.com/shoes. Promo code ACETJ. That's acetj.com/shoes, code ACETJ.
Fuel your day with the delicious and nutritious protein-rich pancakes from Long Table Farms. Lots of options, and you can indulge in them guilt-free, knowing you're choosing a nutritious, protein-rich option that supports your health. Order now at acetj.com/pancake.